Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Joker Out Subs podcast. Today I will be reading part 2 of Joker Out's interview with Mladina magazine, published on the 30th of June 2023. For part 1, please see our Spotify or anywhere else you find your podcasts. Interviewer: You addressed Europe with the words, "We'll be dancing all night long, we'll love and play with each other as if there was no tomorrow." You've stated several times that you are not a political band, but isn't that actually very political? What is more political than being able to smile and rejoice, even in the worst of situations? Boyan: I very much agree. I even think that if Tokat had sung our song, the message would have gotten through to a lot more people. But because we sang it, a lot of people didn't take it seriously. Interviewer: The current Prime Minister, Robert Golob, after learning that the Future Coalition had brought down the government of Jan as Janša, said, "Today people are dancing. I am waiting for you to start dancing too." Do you think that if we'd had your song then, he would have said instead, "We'll be dancing all night long," as some employees of RTV Slovenia did when the depoliticisation of their institution could begin? Boyan: The song Carpe Diem is largely written with the idea of fighting back against the things that are happening today. The fact that we had Eurovision in a country that was not last year's winner because the event could not be held there due to the war is quite an indication of the troubled times that we live in. On the other hand, our only defence as musicians is to spread positive energy among the people and send socially relevant messages. We cannot do more than that. We do not want to take up arms, and we won't. Our only weapons can be our songs. Interviewer: Culture and art can certainly be weapons too, especially in situations where people are suffering. Do you think that's why Ukrainians supported you at Eurovision, both the audience and the jury? The country is in ruins because of the war. People are displaced, and there is no end in sight to the conflict. But your dancing until dawn has been noticed. Boyan: I'm a child of refugees from Bosnia and Herzegovina. My parents had to leave their home in Banja Luka because of the war. They came to Slovenia as refugees and stayed here. They had to rebuild their lives. In light of today's events, I can only conclude that the saying, "Historia magistra vitae est," brackets, "History is the teacher of life," is clearly not true, because one day, when all the problems of this world are solved, I too will be able to afford the attitude of being opposed to all that is positive. But at the moment, that's not a possibility. Interviewer: Your parents, Boyan, had to move because of the war, and your mother, Chris, moved from the Netherlands to Slovenia for love. Boyan: That's a much nicer reason, isn't it? Chris: Well, I also have a grandfather who fled Indonesia because of the civil war. Interviewer: Migration flows have been huge in recent years, with thousands of people pouring into Europe, but they are often met with contempt and harsh treatment. Do you feel that your intimate experience of all this migration has also shaped your attitude towards all those who are seeking a better life? Chris: Absolutely. In my home, this has always been a topic we've talked about. When I was still living with my parents, we often watched the TV programme Neonik together, and whenever they showed a piece on migration, my mother would get very emotionally involved in these scenes on screen, and that sticks with you. When you see a parent who can understand someone who had to leave home for completely different reasons and on the other side of the world, it naturally rubs off on you. Boyan: Most of all, you feel the spectrum of pain associated with having to leave your home is much more than just having to leave a place. Only then do you realise that home is really a tangle of space, of people, of smells, of tastes, of everything surrounding you. Leaving all that behind is not the easiest thing to do, and it's even harder to leave under duress, and the hardest to leave knowing that your home is in the process of being destroyed, and that when and if you return one day, it will not feel like home anymore. The same people will not be there, the same smells will not be there. What has shaped your life will no longer exist. Interviewer: Alongside wars and conflicts, another key reason why people from other parts of the world are moving to Europe in large numbers is climate change. Your generation is leading the fight to reduce carbon dioxide emissions to live more sustainably. How important is this cause to you? Chris: The fight for climate fairness is one of our few very clear common political positions. Here we are completely united and support all political choices towards sustainability. It is also very clear that this is an important issue not only for us, but also for a large part of our audience. It was interesting to note that 2 years ago at a rally for climate justice in Ljubljana, we saw a poster with the lyrics of one of our songs. We've summed up our thoughts on the subject in the song Novi Val, brackets New Wave, which was written last year and is currently one of our most successful and important songs. Interviewer: In that song, you say, the radio only plays lightnings and strikes, the newspaper says that we've lost our way, today we'll sing and raise our glasses, we were born yesterday and have already been blamed for everything. And what are you guilty of? Probably not the fact that your generation faces precarious employment, that loans are hard to come by, and so are real estate, even rental properties. Boyan, these are the facts of life lived by the born yesterday generation. They're the result of the accumulation of bad decisions over decades. These facts manifest themselves in reality as obstacles that reduce our ability to build the pillars of our independence and, as a consequence, are the reason for our failure to live up to societal expectations. In a world where laws have been written for decades in favour of a mega massive littering of the planet, we are guilty of standing up for environmental justice instead of doing something smarter and more serious with our lives. Even though previous generations have themselves turned the labour market into a war zone of precarious employment, we fight day in and day out with the uncertainty of whether or not we'll be employed tomorrow. Interviewer, but even in this song, you sing and you raise your glasses. Chris, this song and the Eurovision song Carpe Diem are actually very similar in spirit and message, except the second one addresses the listener in a dance guise, and this one in a much more serious manner. Interviewer, the song Novival has received a lot of attention because of the English version that you released before Eurovision, which you performed with the renowned British musician Elvis Costello. Your now ex-member Martin has a godfather who is a friend of Costello's, and in 2019 you sent him the song Gola, brackets, naked, to listen to. He did listen to it, and suggested that you send him more songs, so last year you sent him Novival. Boyan, yes, that was true, and when I sent him that song, I also asked him if he would be willing to rearrange it in English, and he wrote back that he was up for it. Shortly after that, only about a week later, he sent me another email saying that if we all agreed, he was ready to sing the song with us. Interestingly enough, he felt the song, even before he understood what it was about. His first reaction after hearing the Slovenian version was that it was a charming song that transcends the understanding of language. He recorded his vocals in New York and we recorded them in Ljubljana, and at the end of the song we kept the chorus in Slovenian, at his request. Interviewer, Costello has 2 Grammys, 2 Brit Awards, and was named one of the 100 greatest rock and roll musicians of all time by Rolling Stone magazine. What does his support mean to you? Boyan, I can say without any reservation that even if I never wrote another song after this, I would forever be proud of what I've achieved. But it was this collaboration that gave us an indescribable amount of new energy to create. I'm very proud of it. However, I must add that I felt the same pride when Tomi Meglić and Gregor Skocir gave us words of encouragement. The moment when I first felt their sincere appreciation was a turning point for me, and since then I have existed quite differently as a musician. But of course it's clear that Elvis Costello's encouraging words carry international weight, and that is something completely new for us. It's just a pity that we haven't been able to meet up yet, because he was on tour in the US at the time of the recording of the song and later the video. Interviewer, he'll be touring Europe in the autumn, including Hamburg. You recorded the Eurovision song there in December. Boyan, he honoured us greatly then. He sent us the song Hamburg Postcard, which he wrote especially for us. Chris, let's not forget something else. Our band has always described our music as shagadelic rock and roll. Brackets, author's note, the Oxford English Dictionary defines shagadelic as sexy, but in a psychedelic or retro way. Close brackets. We borrowed this term from Austin Powers, but it was actually spoken by Elvis Costello, who played himself in that film. When we sent him our song Gola in 2019, we thought that it would be a good idea to let him know that we also use the term shagadelic rock and roll, and then he personally gave his permission to use it, because he felt that that's what it was. To complete the circle, Elvis Costello is one of the original protagonists of the English New Wave, and we are now singing together about the New Wave. He's also from Liverpool, which hosted this year's Eurovision. Our collaboration was clearly written in the stars. Interviewer, Costello, as a Liverpudlian, knew the most famous local musicians, the Beatles, very well, and had worked with Paul McCartney. The Beatles are also among your role models, and this year you also visited the place where the Beatles began their musical journey for the first time. Do you now understand better why they remain the greatest? Chris, for me, visiting Liverpool and the places that influenced the Beatles in their music gave me some perspective. We knew them through songs like Penny Lane, for example, but in reality it's much smaller and more plain than we imagined. Liverpool is a beautiful city, but the suburbs where the Beatles lived are very ordinary working-class housing estates, one could say quite bland. Now, I walk around Ljubljana with different eyes. I can imagine that one of our future songs could also feature an insignificant, less exposed street that made its mark on us. Bojan, and this is where you can see very clearly why the Beatles are the Beatles. Because everybody has a Penny Lane in their life, an ordinary street where you meet a friend. Penny Lane is the most universal thing in the world. Interviewer. The English song Novival, brackets, New Wave, was covered by the BBC and ITV, and the British voted for you at Eurovision. Your music and performances have always been influenced by British pop. Is that one of the key places for you, besides the Balkans? Bojan. I think our focus is on any place that is willing to accept us, but England has a special charm because we ourselves have been heavily influenced by British music. I'm not the ultimate nomad. I dislike long flights and exotic destinations that can be unpredictable, so Europe is very dear to my heart. I would be very happy if we could establish ourselves as a European band that could travel a little bit around Scandinavia in the summer and then Dalmatia in the winter. Cadiz, or Spain, where we would eat tapas. Interviewer. Is the interest in your band in the country also related to the fact that Bojan speaks Spanish? Bojan, yes, I ended up doing more interviews in Spanish than in English. The Spanish have also been very active because of our links with their Eurovision representative, Blanca Paloma. Cris, it's really amazing how you can charm a foreign audience by speaking their language. I understand it with the Spanish, as they're mostly less proficient in English, but I was surprised by the Dutch. Dutch is my mother tongue, of course, but I didn't expect that it would matter, because in the last few years I've noticed that in Amsterdam, almost only English is spoken on the street. Even the oldest market vendor speaks perfect English, but they were very enthusiastic. On streaming platforms, the Netherlands is one of our top 10 countries. Interviewer. You mentioned earlier that your fans are now learning Slovenian. What about your future? Will it be written in English? Bojan. The next album will almost certainly have songs in English, Slovenian and Serbian, but it's very possible that there will also be some French or Spanish. Interviewer. What about Finnish? At Eurovision, the most talked about thing was your friendship with the Finnish representative, Garia, who came in second place. When you, Bojan, sang his song, he praised you, saying it was better than the original. Bojan. We haven't talked about a musical collaboration yet, but I was a guest at his concert in Helsinki in June, and we would be very happy to have him at our concerts. Unfortunately, that won't happen in Stožice because he has a big concert on the same day. Interviewer. Now that it is clear that your international ambitions are growing exponentially, what is the ultimate goal where you would say, well, now we've made it? Cris. Even before we had international ambitions on the level we have today, we often talked about how performing on the main stage of the Hungarian festival Sziget would be a testament to the fact that we've achieved something in our lives. Do you remember? Bojan, how European of us, right? Brackets, laughs. Interviewer, and have they called you yet? Jan, not yet, but we're already learning Hungarian just in case. Brackets, laughs. Cris. And we were just wondering why we shouldn't just announce a concert at Wembley Stadium in London in 2030. Bojan, yeah, because if we started selling tickets now, we might even be able to sell them by then. Brackets. Everyone bursts out laughing, because the stadium seats 90,000. Thank you for listening. For the original translation, please see Joker Out Subs on Tumblr.